Psalm 70, verse 1. Hurry, God, to deliver me. Come quickly to help me, Yahweh. You get this really often in the Psalms. Hurry, make haste to help me. The AV says, haste thee to help me. You hasten, O God, to help me. And David uses the same word in Psalm 119, verse 60, where he says that he hastens, he hurries, after God's word, that is obedience to God's word. So there is a mutuality between God and David, as there should be between God and each of us. As David hurried after God, so God is invited to hurry after him in response to him. And so this is what Jesus teaches in John 15, verse 7, that if his words abide in us, we will ask what we will, and it will be done to us. And yet elsewhere we're told that if we ask according to God's will, it will be done. But Jesus said, if my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will, and it will be done. Why? Because insofar as his word abides in you, you know his will, you get a better sense of what his will is, and your prayer life then becomes more effective and more, if you like, successful, because you know what his will is. You are not going to pray to God for some random thing like, oh, God, give me a Mercedes, give me a flash car. Well, not like me when I was a kid praying to God on the red carpet, as I remember, of my parents' front room. God, there I was on my knees, screwing my eyes up with all the faith of a child, and don't tell me I didn't believe, I believed. And I said, God, when I open my eyes, may it be that there's a £5 note on the carpet. 5 quid was a lot of money when I was a kid. And it wasn't there. But don't tell me I didn't believe. Tell me I should have had more faith. I believed with the faith of a child. I tell you, I believed. But there was no £5 note there, or me walking up a lamppost and telling him to fall over. I mean, fortunately, God didn't hear my prayer, but I mean, I believed. But the point is that that's not God's will, is it? The lamppost randomly fall over on some other guy's car, or that £5 notes appear on the carpet. It's not the case, because that's not God's will. But as God's word abides in you, so you ask what you will, because it becomes God's will. There's a mutuality, therefore, between God and man that develops according to his word to us and our word to him. There's a mutuality there. So, getting back to David, he prays that God will hasten to help him, hurry up to help me. Although he can say, as I say in Psalm 119, that he hastened to obey God. And so, with children, you love it when they say yes straight away. And you say this to children, you ask them to do something, they don't do it. Come on, yes straight away. But that's how we should be to God. And that's what God wants from us, a quick response. When you read the Acts of the Apostles and you see and hear of Peter and Paul preaching, you read of people saying yes straight away. 3,000 people were cut to the heart by Peter on the day of Pentecost, and he baptizes them straight away, the same day. The prison keeper at Philippi, middle of the night, middle of an earthquake, he sees what he must do, and he prays for God's salvation, and he gets it, and he's baptized straight away. So that is a consistent theme, I think, of the accounts of baptisms in the first century. They're always quick because people said yes straight away, and this is how we should be. Our flesh is very subtle. It is like the serpent in Eden, and we love to procrastinate. I will put this off until tomorrow. I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do it, but a bit later. And it never gets done. We're very good at deceiving ourselves. So say yes straight away. May that be the spirit of life that we live in before God. I don't mean being reckless. I don't mean being foolish and being unrealistic. But all the same, yes, I feel I should donate some money to this person or that person. Do it. Just do it in that sense. I feel that I should send a card to that brother or that sister. Do it. I should drop an email to so-and-so. Do it. Oh, I wonder how old Joe's getting on. I must give him a call sometime. Yeah, well, get on and do it. And God likewise will respond to us.